Beer CEO and Vitalij Skrok, CFO, and I leave the floor to the two gentlemen.
Okay, good morning. Welcome to our third quarter results presentation. On page three, these are the major developments in summary, and of operational performance, and not only for Alior in the third quarter. Cost of risk basically in line with our expectations, and strong improvement in net interest margin altogether translated into a 20% growth in NIM minus cost of risk, which is one of the core and basic coefficients of our activities. So from this angle, it was a good quarter. Good solid quarterly loan volume developments, 1 billion net, slightly impacted by seasonality. And then if you look at the details, a little bit disappointing growth on investment loan side. We see now the fourth quarter is usually the strongest on the investment from companies investment loan interest. So we believe that we feel very, very comfortable with meeting the annual growth of 5 billion net asset growth. Third thing that I will comment on the next few slides is the Alior and BGH Core merger, which is on track and not even, I think, in number of factors, we exceed our expectations. And I will follow on this on the next few pages. And last but not least, we are not stopping on our innovation growth. And we, with our artificial intelligence/robotics solution, we were able to gain the reputation and recognition on, I would say, global scale. We won both the innovation from America, BAI, and from EFMA in Europe. And this on page four, what is our drone, the virtual advisor? Basically, this is the self-learning artificial intelligence tool that combines the learning with this speech engine. So we use this machine, basically, to call for the collection of the small amounts. That calling by person is not efficient. As you know, all Polish banks and all European banks, we were about to comply with the new FATCA regulations. Basically, it was asking all the clients in Alior, do you have a green card or not? So I think it was a perfect basically activity for machine learning. And we will be using this together with biometrics that we'll implement next year to service the clients in our daily activities with them. Now, coming back to more kind of down-to-earth action, BGH Core merger on page five. I must say the financial part of the transaction is over. Now we are in the phase of basically reviewing the closing accounts and finalizing the transaction with GE. Last weekend was very significant milestone in our transaction. First of all, the BGH Bank was successfully demerged into the two parts, and we took control of the BGH Core. So now we are operating still on two IT systems, two brands, but we are one branch, one bank from the legal perspective. We don't want to change at this stage our synergies, which were calculated at 460 million annual synergies by the 2019. We will do that as soon as we have a full review and control of 2017 combined budget for us and BPH. We do see some potential for improvement here, but we need to look more carefully on both the number 460 and the timing to make it faster. We do feel comfortable even now to announce that we will bear less cost of integration on the integration side. It will be not 650 but 500 million, and we'll, we do the integration and bear all this cost and potentially the synergies, we achieve the synergies from the merger faster than we expected. Our operational merger took place 1 month ahead of schedule, which gives us one more month to better prepare for the 25th of March, 25th slash 31st of March, where 2017. On that date, we are planning to run the operational merger of Alior and BPH, and thus from this date we will be running on the same IT system with all consequences for our clients, our employees, and branch networks, and so on. So far the BPH core it's on track. The next steps on page 7, as I described earlier, is the from November the last weekend conversion to the full rebranding. We have plenty to do, well, this is my personal 28th banking merger in my life, and I think that I will make all sure that this one will be the fastest and the most efficient one. I know that it sounds very ambitious to have a bank fully merged in 5 months' time, we have today we have 94 days between working days between now and the merger, and I can assure you that we are working very hard to make it happen. Also, I think quietly we are creating probably the largest financially related IT workforce in Poland. We have now more than 700 IT experts in combined BPH and Alior, and we're trying to make sure that these resources will be used appropriately, i.e. we'll finish the operational merger as soon as possible, and then they can move into the areas of growth. I've mentioned the biometrics. We have API and PSD2 projects running in 2017. We'll have to finish the new mobile/internet platform, number of other IT-related projects that we would like to that we have already launched or we will launch in 2017. If you go to the page 8, this is as you might recall the. Oh, this is yours. I'm sorry. So Witek will go with the numbers. I'm sorry.
I'll mention that let's say though when we reached the agreement with GE, one of the conditions was that BPH management team would perform we call it a restructuring program, And we had two main components of that, a reduction of FTEs and reduction of branches in two ways, conversion and closing. So if and those targets we expect to be achieved by the end of 2016, but if you look at the, where we are well ahead of all of them, and we have still 2 months to do. So I the figures which you find on the slide 8 prove that what we agreed with GE has been delivered. If you look at the slide 9, we have the most important message which I'd like to share with you is amount of integration cost. Having the access to BPH data and to much detailed data before we sign SPA with GE, we revised down integration cost from 500 million zloty, from 650 million zloty to 500. And what is also important, we shift them from 2018 to 2017. So 2018 will be the first year after integration without any integration cost. At this stage, we are very comfortable with the synergies and 300, which we promised to be delivered. We expect that it will be delivered without any significant effort. So, but we are still working, and I think that we can. And when we meet next time, I believe that we will have positive information also on this side. Slide 10. The most important data from the financial statement of combined entity for the first three quarters. Revenue cost, net profit, loans, and deposit. What is important here that equity is just what we have will be amount for the combined entity. So this is also according to our expectation when we signed the deal. As you remember, we have a number of KPIs which we measured performance of BPH, and all of them are better than we expected. Now we are back to the earlier part of the presentation, and if you look at the key financials, I would like to attract your attention to two line net interest income, 22% growth quarter to quarter, so very, very good result. With a much slower growth of net impairment, and as Wojtek mentioned, the loan we are on track on to deliver 5 billion zloty in the course of 2016. What is important also that loan to deposit drop, as you mentioned our last meeting, we share with you that our comfortable level is close to 55, and we are getting closer to closer. Next slide. We are growing in all business lines, and these are the most important factors. So we are standing on the two legs, corporate and retail, and this is our target quarter this year to quarter previous year. We grew by almost 20%.
And on this graph, you can see that the growth was really strong in cash loans, in mortgages, in working capital financing for enterprises, and slightly slower because of the seasonality and also slowdown in investment loans for the companies. This 90 million quarter-on-quarter growth, I think, will be much better looking forward.
Next slide, slide 14, you can see the deposit development, and as we share with you that our liquidity position is not was related to the transaction, and when we concluded the transaction, loan to deposit ratio went down with the optimization of the retail deposit. And if you look at the deposit margin of Core Bank and Alior Bank, you will see that based on the experiences from BPH, our target is to squeeze the funding cost. I'm afraid that we will not be able to achieve what Core Bank performed in the last years, but definitely it will help to reduce funding cost for the combined entity. On the next slide, slide 15, credit risk overview. So borrowing quarter, we are growing in NPL ratio, especially for the retail, but as you remember, we are gathering NPL portfolio in order to have a momentum, and as we did last year, we consider to dispose a significant amount this year or at the beginning of the next year.
It's the portfolio of roughly 300 to 400 million that we at least will try to gather in one transaction, and if we it's a good chance that we will conclude the transaction this year, but we cannot promise that it can be the fourth quarter this year or the first quarter next year. And then the NPL coefficients will go back to the market average.
Slide 16, net interest margin development. I mentioned that improvement in the third quarter is very respective achievement, and it was driven by net interest margin. If you look at the 4.5 versus the previous quarters, we grew by 30 base points, and in line with our guidelines. And this target has been achieved with a slightly growth of cost of risk. So at the end, risk-adjusted net interest margin improved by 20 base points quarter to quarter. Next slide, slide 17. You can see that our fee and commission is at the same level as in the second quarter. But what is important is just two part of the bars. Significant improvement of the fee related to loan transfer and current account from 71 to 82. And this improvement offset the drop of the bank assurance. This is our policy to reduce the bank assurance share in our products, and because of price adjustment which we made on other products, we cover this gap. Fee and commission expenses are at the same level as in previous quarter.
And I think it's worth mentioning here that this is the area where we are not really comfortable with, and one of the first things that we're trying to improve while merging with BPH is to offer our clients the access to the cash management tools based on the BPH solutions that are still viewed one of the best on the market, the SESAM portfolio for companies. I think it's worth mentioning that in our forecasts, we never gave any good estimates for the revenue synergies between our banks. It was too early to judge, but I think we can expect one of the revenue synergies to coming from the cash management, i.e. improving the fees and commission, will have the appropriate numbers for the revenue synergies also at hopefully next quarterly results presentation.
On the slide 18, our capital position. This drop from 21 to 16% is explained by finalizing of transaction with GE. You remember that we had cash and treasury bonds which converted into shares which we acquired from BPH. So these are just different weights which we apply for the assets. Next slide, slide 19, cost development. This is according to our budget, our forecast. This slightly growth is explained by the restructuring program which we run on our side. In the quarter, we shut down some of the five branches, and the cost increase of cost between quarters is explained by this factor. Slide 20. Of course, the number of branches is going down. This is a trend, market trend, and we will follow this. But what is important here is a drop of retail customer. Is we decided to clean up our customer base ahead of integration with the BPH. So this drop is fully explained by the actions taken by on our side. Next slide, distribution network. Well, we are number four in terms of the distribution network, and I believe that after consolidation with the BPH, will become number three. And next is T-Mobile, so Wojtek, if you want to...
It's on page 23. T-Mobile cooperation is on track in Poland, and we are ready to start in Romania. We are already having a full banking license, but the marketing launched will be. We are working on the last aspects of that to agree with the Romanian T-Mobile. In Poland, I think it's new loan volumes are quite significant, and we are happy with this performance. And 2 weeks ago, we've launched completely, or 3 weeks ago, we've launched completely new mobile and application for banking on the T-Mobile. All the good features that are there will be available as our main mobile and internet platform that is scheduled to be launched. I think at the time of the merger, or just a week later. Plus, we are working on other solutions for, especially for the corporate clients or small business clients, that will be available in our mobile solution and are not there in T-Mobile platform yet. And now going to page 25, the final page of our presentation. This is the outlook. What can I say? We confirm all the numbers. Loan growth, cost of risk, maybe even slightly lower than 2.3. Cost income already below 28 and will be going down. Net interest margin at 4.6, and then 322 as the result for the full year. I think it's fair to say that if you look at the page 19, we've already encountered something like 23 million zloty of costs associated with the merger. The fourth quarter will be for the costs associated with the merger probably the same or a little bit even bigger in terms of the our expenses. Nevertheless, we believe this that we'll meet the annual forecast or even beat the annual forecast because we expect the solid fourth quarter as usually in our bank and the retail banking in Poland, even covering the one of costs associated with the merger. So with those costs, I would say we feel comfortable that our full year results will be met. So thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. We're now going to take questions from the physical audience.
Po polsku, dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry, po polsku. Dariusz Górski. Mam pytanie, jaki był badwill na transakcji z BPH-em, czy tam negatywny goodwill i czy nie mają Państwo pokusy, żeby w ciężar tego goodwillu jednak więcej kosztów fuzji z BPH w tym roku wrzucić, więc może ta kwota nie będzie te 50 parę milionów, tylko większa, więc moje pytanie, jaka to jest kwota tego goodwillu i czy te figury podane przez Państwa, te nowe, to są tak wykute w kamieniu na twardo?
Jeżeli chodzi o negatywny goodwill, to taką pewną kwotę będziemy mogli dopiero potwierdzić po audycie. Tak? To jest kluczowa dyskusja. Audytorzy są bardzo sceptyczni, natomiast według nas jest możliwość wykazania około 200-250 milionów goodwillu. I teraz jeżeli w scenariuszu pozytywnym, jeżeli uda nam się przed audytorem obronić takie podejście, to wtedy większą część tych kosztów moglibyśmy przenieść tak, żeby utrzymać pozycję kapitałową i żeby wynik kwartalny, czy też nawet miesięczny był pozytywny. To są nasze cele, ograniczenia, których się trzymamy. Ale punktem pierwszym to jest opinia audytora.
A na to mamy teraz 60 dni od closing accounts i 30 dni jeszcze na uzgodnienie ze strony G, czyli opinia audytora tutaj będzie nie wcześniej niż trzeba się spodziewać niż lut.
Dzień dobry, tam jest Staski, Haitong Bank. Chciałem się zapytać o zmianę tego outlooku na koszty integracji, bo tam właściwie Państwo teraz zakładają dwukrotnie niższe koszty związane z HR-ami. I pytanie, jakie założenia za tym stoją? Czy mniejsze zwolnienia, czy po prostu jakieś... Z czego to wynika, że te koszty teraz są dwa razy niższe?
Nie dwa razy niższe. My mamy, odnosimy się do 650. Cały czas mówiliśmy, że te wcześniejsze 950 to było super, skrajnie
konserwatywne. Jeżeli, przepraszam, mogę na stronie 9.
No.
Państwo pokazują, że wcześniej spodziewali się Państwo, że te koszty integracji w dziale HR będą 314 milionów. A teraz spodziewają się Państwo, że koszty ludzkie, czyli tam pewnie tych pakietów podstawowych, będą 167. I z czego aż tutaj przepołowienie wynika?
Na koszty odpraw, może zacznę od końca. Pakiet, który został uzgodniony przez związki zawodowe w GE, jest pakietem wiążącym nas przez rok. Czyli nie mamy prawa zakładać, że odprawy będą niższe niż te, które oni sobie ustalili. Pakiet odpraw ustalony przez GE był według mnie największym znanym mi pakietem, najbardziej hojnym dla pracowników, jaki kiedykolwiek widziałem w polskiej bankowości. Więc jeżeli patrzymy na ten iloczyn, który wpływa na tę całą kwotę, to na pewno nie jest niższa odprawa. W związku z tym może się to wiązać z dwoma innymi czynnikami. Mniejszą liczbą osób do odejścia, bądź inną strukturą odejść tych osób. Bo wiadomo, jak z każdym pakietem, jest część ludzi, którzy jest zatrudniona krócej i one nie mają pewnego pakietu. Część ludzi, którzy są weterami bankowości, dostają ciut więcej. Więc my patrzymy na to z tej strony, że nie będziemy na pewno zmieniali w żaden sposób pakietów odpraw i nie będziemy starali się zmniejszyć jakichkolwiek należnych części dla pracowników. Część z tych kosztów przesuwamy już wcześniej na 2017 i zmienia nam się też struktura osób, które będą z tych pakietów korzystały. To są główne czynniki stojące za mniejszym niż... To jest raz, a dwa... Druga część jest taka, że te 314, które było wcześniej w tym planie, to było bardzo konserwatywne. To był plan zarówno w centrali, jak i w oddziałach takich, żebyśmy byli w pełni wyrezerwowani na dosyć agresywny scenariusz co do kosztów odpraw, liczby pracowników zwolnionych oraz ich struktury. Chcieliśmy być bezpieczni. Teraz jest kwota 180 milionów zupełności nam wystarczy.
Okay. I to nie wpływa na jakoś mocno na szacunki synergii?
Szacunki synergii, które są podane 460, to chciałbym, żeby to było dosyć dobrze. Ale to
już... A, z tym.
Tak. Myśmy mieli szacunki synergiczne, które chcieliśmy osiągnąć z WPH, to było 460 milionów złotych. 160 milionów było po zrealizowaniu ich tego planu naprawczego i tutaj już jesteśmy, tak jak Witek powiedział, jeszcze poczekamy jeszcze na te wyniki audytora, ale w przeciwieństwie do skomplikowanych zagadnień tego goodwillu, badwillu, to tu możemy na tabelach powiedzieć, że oni to zrealizowali i 160 milionów jest już zrealizowane przez nich. Czujemy się bardzo komfortowo z tym, że do tych 460 dołożymy 304 i sądzę, że te synergie, o ile do kosztów synergii jesteśmy już bardziej przekonani, że to jest ostateczna kwota 500 milionów całkowitych kosztów, to nową prognozę synergii, która może być tylko lepsza niż suma 460, będziemy mogli podać sądzę już na następnym wynikach kwartalnych. Ona na pewno nie pójdzie w dół.
Dziękuję. Jeszcze w tym kontekście koszty integracji na 2017 wzrosły z tam 328 na 447. I do tej pory konsensus rynkowy był taki, że ten zysk Aliora w 2017 roku będzie gdzieś pomiędzy 0 a 100 milionów złotych. No i teraz jeżeli te koszty rosną o 100 milionów złotych, to czy Państwo się obawiają, że będzie strata w 2017, czy
nie? Nie obawiamy się. Tak jak odpowiadałem wcześniej, mamy takie graniczne elementy, które pozwalają nam zarządzić tymi kosztami, tak? To jest nie możemy mieć miesiąca poniżej ze stratą, tak? To jest pierwsza rzecz. I druga, współczynnik wypłacalności ze względu na koszty nie może spaść poniżej tego takiego naszego wewnętrznego bufora, który jest o 1 punkt procentowy wyższy od minimalnych wymogów KNF.
I tutaj jeszcze mogę dodać, że jeżeli udałoby się, a wierzę mocno, że uda się przeprowadzić fuzję operacyjną na koniec pierwszego kwartału, 31 marca, to mamy praktycznie 3 kwartały, które będziemy już mogli się cieszyć, poniesiemy koszty związane z synergiami, ale będą już efekty tych synergii również. Więc chciałbym tutaj uspokoić i potwierdzić, że przesunięcie części tych kosztów na 2017 rok na pewno nie spowoduje jakichkolwiek strat albo w Aliorze. Tak nie będzie.
Nie chciałbym tutaj tworzyć jakichś takich dużych oczekiwań, ale w nawiązaniu do tego, o czym mówił pan Górski, jeżeli udałoby się nam przekonać audytora do tego goodwillu, to jesteśmy w stanie nawet te koszty 447 z 2017 utworzyć na nią rezerwę w 2016 roku. Mielibyśmy koszty w pierwszym i drugim kwartale, bo wtedy mamy prowadzoną fuzję integracyjną i dopiero po jej zakończeniu będziemy w stanie, nazwijmy to, generować synergię i de facto trzeci kwartał to już byłby kwartał, w którym mamy dużą część synergii i żadnych kosztów integracji.
Ale to zależy od tego, ile będziemy mogli zaksięgować z Bedwill.
Apologies for non-Polish speaking part of audience. We switched to Polish, but I wonder if we could go back to English, because I get questions what we are discussing. The things discussed so far were Bedwill, and we said it will be dependent upon audit, end of year audit, and we now discuss the new synergies presented in the slide 9, the acceleration of integration cost expense and the reasoning behind the 500.
So maybe next question on the, would you be willing to quantify the probability that you will close the deal with Raiffeisen? And yesterday there was a news that Deutsche Bank Polska is put on sale. It was made by Reuters on sources related to the transaction. Would you be interested in Deutsche Bank Poland? Thank you.
Let me start with the last question. From the very beginning, we were very involved in kind of M&A part of the activities on the Polish market. So we were in a number of different data rooms, providing there is a strategic fit between the potential buyer and the seller. And first of all, we don't want to comment on Deutsche Bank rumors or speculations, but Alior also is our transaction with PH shows we are not interested at all in purchasing the portfolios of foreign denominated loans, regardless of what is the currency, the Swiss franc or euro or anything. As a reminder, in this case, on VPH, we were not buying the Polish-denominated mortgages neither. So this would be the answer to the latter part of the question concerning the Deutsche Bank. Discussing why not, but we are not a large international bank. We are not really much interested in large international client portfolios of corporate clients, and we are not interested in foreign denominated loans, mortgage loans. The question is, what's left, and is it a really strategic fit for us? Questionable. But I think we are now at the speculation stage, so I don't want to go further on this news. As far as the Raiffeisen is concerned, I cannot say a single word, because it will be basically I will be breaking a law. We are in exclusivity period of the negotiations with them. We announce it to the markets, us and Raiffeisen, and if transaction goes forward, we will announce. And if the transaction is not going forward, we have the legal obligation to, any delay, to inform the market. So all the speculations, if the transaction goes forward, when, how, on which conditions, I have to refrain from.
Thank you.
Any more questions from the physical audience? Okay.
Thank you. I have a question on your NPLs. I appreciate your comment that you are preparing for a large NPL disposal, but nonetheless, the NPL ratios are going up despite heavy origination or high origination, and I wonder what's driving that. And also, as I understand correctly, in 3Q, there was a substantial part of risk costs neither related to retail nor corporate. So I wonder what that was.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at the graph on page 15, you can see that NPL for the retail portfolio developed 0.4, 0.6 quarter by quarter. So what happened in third quarter is just ordinary pace of business when part of our portfolio deteriorated and is reclassified into NPL. And so nothing spectacular happened in the third quarter. And as I mentioned, to get a better price, we should offer minimum half a billion of NPL portfolio. The smaller bit, based on our experiences from the past, brought less attractive price for us. So this is why we are collecting and we are waiting to get minimum half a billion. And as we just mentioned, end of this quarter, beginning of the first quarter next year, the portfolio would be disposed.
On the retail side, I can comment, we haven't changed a single policies. We're not taking more risks. It's the composition also that our it was really really strong performance that allowed us to get into the net interest margin of 4.5 and on the annual basis even 4.6%. I would say without sale, you will see the growth of the NPLs also in the fourth quarter of the retail clients, because this is seasonality and will go for the cash loans. We see a lot of clients that are coming, maybe on the base of the 500 plus program, that are coming from non-banking institutions to our branches. And we would like to serve them also, especially in a pre-Christmas period. So our hope is to conclude this sale of NPLs and get back to the 11% level or even below in retail NPLs. In the other, what was related, I think...
Because this line, net impairment allowances, is not just only... the credit risk provisions, but the write-downs some of the assets, and I think that you can get a good explanation in the note 10 of our financial statement on the page 26.
Okay, any more questions from physical audience? Okay.
Just one question about the bank's exposure to wind farms in Poland. What is the amount and whether management feel comfortable with this exposure? Thank you.
Our exposure to the wind farm is, can I share? Around one billion zloty. So this is a total exposure which we have, and we are reviewing with our auditor the business plan of case by case, and based on that, the very small amount of the provisions has been already created.
And we do feel comfortable with. With a provision level that was created, and if the situation continues, you will not. If it's not vastly deteriorates from the current state, we will not see the rights of that will be visible on our quarterly results.
Are there any more questions from physical audience? Okay, Jean, can you open the lines from questions from remote audience, please?
Thank you, and as a reminder for everyone over the phone, if you wish to ask a question now, you may press star 1 from your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, you may press the hash key. And your first question comes from the line of Marcin Jablinski. Please ask your question. Your line is now open.
Good morning, Marcin, from Deutsche Bank. I have a question on the BPH impact for next year, and the question, actually, this is a twofold question. Number one, BPH core profitability so far in the three quarters of this year, it's 2 million negative. To what extent we have already seen the impact of 160 million cost reduction during the first three quarters of this year? And secondly, I think to Dariusz's questions, you've replied that you're not going to be loss-making next year. Yet, with all integration expenses to be booked next year, my question is it contingent on you being able to offset part of those integration expenses with your, you know, negative goodwill, or would you still consider yourself, you know, profitable as a combined entity, even if you're not able to book or to offset any of the integration expenses for next year against the negative goodwill? Thank you.
Answer to question two. So, of course, there is a certain risk, but a scenario which I'm behind this reallocation of the integration cost, based on the assumption that we will be able to convince the, at least partially, auditor, and part of the goodwill will offset this integration cost. Please don't treat this number as a certain indicator of profit, which we expect for 2017, because it's too early. Important factor is to have at least part of the goodwill, badwill, to be recognized and approved by the auditor. Question number one: to what extent 160 has been already recognized in first three quarters result? I think that only one fourth of that amount has been already recognized in the financial for three quarters of this year.
1/4 meaning like 25%, right? So
yeah.
We should see much more coming due later,
yes,
fourth quarter and next week, mm-hmm, this year. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Jaban Sikimic. Please ask your question. Your line is now open.
Good morning. Actually, I would have two questions. Can you explain once again? I think you mentioned once the decline of Tier 1 capital and capital ratios quarter to quarter, and the reason for, let's say, lower deposits. I think so far you didn't have like a quota with contracting deposits, and what was the reason behind? Thank you.
Okay, so on the page 18, we have development of the Tier 1 and TSR. And I remember that when we met last time, I pointed out the difference between quarter and quarter by quarter in the structure of our balance sheet. And if you look at the second quarter balance sheet, you can see that we have a huge amount of treasury bonds, which on the asset side was treated as a collateral for tender offer, which we announced in June. So we collected deposit. Those deposits were converted into TB bonds with a zero risk weighted asset. And when we acquire shares from BPH, the TB bonds were repriced by the shares with a 100% risk weight. So this is why, without any changes, but without changes of the structure of our assets, the Tier 1 and TSR went down.
Thank you, and we have no further questions at this time. You may continue. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. That concludes our today's results announcement.
Thank you very much. Dziękuję.
That does conclude our conference for today. You may all disconnect. Thank you all for participating.